Robert Sanderson is the general manager of Crumb Brothers Artisan Bread in Logan. It's a local in-house cafe featuring pastries, artisan bread, and a deli. Crumb Brothers wants to expand its product line, so right now Sanderson is going through the process of applying for a restaurant limited service license to allow his business to serve alcohol on site.
It's something that we'd thought about since reopening, and it really kind of gained some steam when we heard that other people thought it would be a good idea, and we were just looking at overall sustainment of the bakery.
He has already submitted the application to the state, which was due on March 10th, and is hoping for the go-ahead in April. In expanding Crumb Brothers, one vision Sanderson has is to offer mimosas with Sunday brunch.
But then in our mind, we also see kind of a nice summery feel of a glass of wine with some live music or something off the barbecue or something like that too.
Because there are so few of these licenses, there may be a competitive feel to the process to get one, says Vicki Ashby, Public Information Officer for the Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control.
If there's a license available and they meet all the requirements, then they are granted their license.
Current law allows the state to issue one restaurant limited service license per every 7,493 people. After taking a population quota each month, Ashby says the department determines whether or not there are more of these licenses available. Here is what a business has to do to get one.
They need to submit like their organizational documents so we know that they're signing the application and getting their permits on behalf of their company. If you're close to a public library, a church, a school, or anything like that, you would have to get a proximity variance. They also have to submit a surety bond and a certificate of liability insurance. They have to have dram insurance. And then the state will work with them to make sure they meet the statute regarding the requirement for alcohol to be prepared behind a translucent barrier.
Even if there are not enough licenses, the ABC is advising businesses to come before the commission as soon as they can to justify why they want a license. As part of their process for obtaining a license, Crumb Brothers sought a variance from the Logan City School District and Logan Municipal Council since it was close to a high school and a city park. Both the school board and the council approved the variance, but the business saw opposition from Councilman Gene Needham, who claimed alcohol is a problem and has ruined the lives of millions of people. Some Crumb Brothers customers see alcohol in this environment differently, including Smithfield resident Kathleen Caples.
There's a balance between what it is that you're eating, a certain richness, and at least what they're thinking about is mimosas for Sundays. It's a nice contrast with the very sugar and whipped cream and rich things.
As for Logan resident Dave Wind, he says alcohol at a restaurant enhances the social atmosphere.
It's beneficial to have a place where adults and minors can mix together in an environment where alcohol isn't seen as just some place you go to a bar to get, but you know what it really is. I mean, it's a social medium. It's a way for people to get together and talk and visit.
Since 2009, the Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, or ABC, has granted 401 liquor licenses for the purpose of consuming wine or beer in a restaurant setting. In February, the state reached its quota, but the ABC says more will be made available in April. The cost of applying for a restaurant limited service license is an initial fee of $825, and that's topped with a $330 processing fee. If a business is renewing its license, the cost to that business is $605. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Katie Pikus.